and benefit status. You can also get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome to the 12th season of In the Red Zone, talking New Orleans Saints football. And now let's go to Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, with your host, WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Red Zone. We're live here for an hour here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, right off to I-10 exit, and they're open every day, 9 to 9, except for Sunday. So it's great to be here again, and a lot of good guests today that will give us some great information. And we're going to start with a lady who's been on with me many times before. She's a director of special events at City Park, and of course, this is the season of the Celebration of the Oaks as we're getting close to Thanksgiving, and then Christmas follows next month. And they do such a wonderful job. I know they do different things every year to spice it up. And so we're going to get all this information from her today, Julie LaCorsa. Julie, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Hey, it's always great to have you on. And everybody loves Celebration of the Oaks because this is like, as they say, the most wonderful time of the year, and we're getting close. We're just a few weeks away from Thanksgiving, and then we're only about a month and a half away from Christmas. So you always have a lot planned and a lot of exciting, interesting things to see for Celebration of the Oaks. So tell us a little bit about what you guys got planned this year.
Well, you know, we're going to kick off the season with the preview party and Jingle Bells and Beer next Saturday on November 18th. And then we'll open up Thanksgiving night at 6 o'clock. We've added new exhibits to both the driving tour and in the Botanical Garden. We've added both. We've got all kinds of new exhibits in the garden coming. And the bugs are coming back to the garden, as well as we're bringing back the 12 Yachts of Christmas.
Hey, and a lot of people have asked me about, you know, walking and driving. And so I said I'm going to be interviewing the lady who knows all that information. And so give us the different options of whether you want to, if you want to drive through the exhibit, mm-hmm. or you actually want to do a walking tour. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've got an option for just about everybody. So you can do solely a driving tour. It is a 2.5 mile route. Takes about 40 minutes on a crowded night, about 30 minutes during the weekdays. You can also, if you buy a driving tour admission, you'll get a discounted walking tour admission for $25 per person. And what's great about the walking tour admission is it's inclusive of all the rides, the Botanical Garden, Storyland, hot chocolate, and marshmallows for roasting on site. If you only want to go to the Botanical Garden and Amusements and Storyland, you can buy a standalone ticket for $35 per person. But again, it's inclusive. Once you walk in, you don't have to pay for anything else.
Well, you got to have hot chocolate when you're out there with the Celebration of the Oaks. And I'm sure there may be Santa Claus might be around the corner as well there. So, but, you know, you guys do such a wonderful job with the lights. And it's always like something different. And is there anything you can tell us right now that we can expect that's added on to, you know, as you do every year, you put some new stuff, nuances into the... Go ahead. Sure.
We try to expand the exhibits that we have, like, you know, our Frosty Fun. We've got some fun polar bears coming this year in an igloo, and we've added to the Roosevelt Mall. We've added exhibits along that, and, of course, we changed things up a little bit. Also, the big news this year, the train route. You know, past couple of years, we've not had the Stafford lights to light it up, so pleased to announce lights are coming back on to the train route, which is a 2.2-mile route. Takes about 20 minutes on our miniature train.
And that's a great way to see the whole exhibit, I guess, right? Because you go all the way around the park, and it's fun to ride a train. So
yes, everybody loves the train. That's their favorite.
Yeah, so And also, of course, one of the more important things to talk about is how you get to go to all these events. So I know you're going to give us that information on how you buy tickets, to reserve tickets. So talk a little bit about that.
It couldn't be easier. If you just go to celebrationintheoaks.com, all tickets are bought online. You'll receive an email with your tickets on your phone. You can print them out or just bring your phone. We'll scan your phone. It's cashless, and it seems to work really for everyone. It couldn't be easier. Like I said, you'll get an email and mail with the address, all the ticket information you need. Will be right there at access on your phone.
Well, I remember one year I went, and beyond just seeing all the lights and the displays, you had some music playing as well, and that was fun, that kind of holiday festive music. So talk a little bit about mm-hmm. that.
We'll have music playing throughout the park. Our amusements director has curated all the songs, and he does a fabulous job with it every year. So we'll have music all throughout Amusement Storyland and the Botanical Garden.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have another great event. You want to mention anything else before we let you go, Julie?
You know, it's like we just encourage everybody to come out, make bring your families, make your memories, and make your stories.
And if you want to actually go to the fundraiser you talked about, is that's the same website, or is there another way you go about purchasing tickets?
It is the exact same website, celebrationintheoaks.com. At the top of the page, you can click on Preview Party and Jingle Bells and Beer, and it'll take you right to the ticketing page.
Well, hey, sounds great. Julie, it's always a pleasure. Really appreciate you coming on this afternoon. I know you're going to get... do you guys like kind of check out the numbers every year to see how many people actually do the walking tour as well as the driving tour?
Yes, we do. We have those numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but we do. We had over 150,000 people come through the gates last year.
And then hopefully you're expecting to have more than 150,000 this year.
We always count on more. The more the merrier.
You're right. Hey, Julie, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care. Hey, that was Julie LaCour, who's the director of special events at City Park and the Celebration of the Oaks event. And you just go on the website, Celebration of the Oaks, and you can figure out what you want to do, whether you want to go to the preview party and the Jingle Bells and Beer, you want to do the walking tour, you want to do the drive tour, all that great stuff. Starting next week is a preview party, and then from Thanksgiving all the way through to New Year's, you get to go to Celebration of the Oaks, however you want to do that. So we thank her for being on with us today, and we're going to mention more of that as we finish the show. We got a couple of great guests coming up as well. Greg Lambuzzi going to talk about the Jazz Museum Gala, which is the Improv Gala, which is coming up in the beginning of December. And then we've got Gary Smith and Brett Martell talking Saints versus Vikings. The Saints are a 3-point favorite in that game. The total's 40.5. The Saints are 5-4. The Vikings are 5-4. And the Vikings had an improbable victory coming from behind with a quarterback they had just traded for, Joshua Dobbs, who led them on a drive to beat the Atlanta Falcons. And I'm almost thinking that I need to switch my prediction of who's going to win the NFC South, because I really thought Atlanta might be able to beat the Saints. But the way Atlanta's looked recently and the way the Saints have looked, I got to favor the Saints at this point. The Saints have a game lead. They still have to play twice. And the Saints still have to play Carolina, which should be a win. Of course, Carolina lost again to Chicago. And then, of course, the Saints have to play at Tampa Bay on December 31st. Hopefully, I'm going to be able to make that game as well. So a lot of great stuff going on with the Saints schedule at 9 games played, 5-4. They got 8 games left to go. I want to mention Derek Carr, 207 for 316. He's thrown for 21-21, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Kamara, 95 carries for 346 yards, 2 rushing TDs. Olave is 50 for 563, 2 touchdowns. And the Saints are averaging 21.7 points a game. The Vikings are averaging 22.9. Red zone offensively, the Saints are at 45%. It's gotten a little bit better, but that number needs to improve. The Vikings are at 48%, so both teams under 50% red zone offense. Third down offensively, the Saints are at 37%, Vikings at 42%, so neither one of them is doing that great. That time of possession, Saints 31-36, Vikings 28-55. Red zone defensively, the Saints are at 54%, Vikings are 57%, so both teams are in the top half of the league in that. Third down defensively, 34-45%. Saints one of the best third down defenses in the league. Turnover margin +8, Vikings -5. That's a big stat to look at. Saints have a big advantage there. And then rushing, the Saints are at 104 and the Vikings are 81. Those are two important stats we'll talk more about. When we come back, we're going to have Greg Lambuzzi talk about the Jazz Museum Gala coming up in December. Gary Smith as well as Brett Martell as well. We're live here until 6 p.m. here at the Premier Nissan 6636 Veterans in Metairie, where Metairie meets Kenner. We'll be back with more of the show live right after these messages.
This is Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Ostrom,
he's a man of integrity.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
We're back here live at Premier Nissan. We'll be here till 6 p.m. And we're going to talk Saints Vikings shortly, but we have another great guest on. It was a great fundraiser, which I'll be able to come to this year because LSU did lose to Alabama. So I'll be available that first weekend in December at the, of course, the great Jazz Museum on Esplanade in Decatur. Greg Lambuzzi is the director. Greg, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you, Mitch. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man. So it's good to, you know, it was good seeing you last week. There's always a lot of great things going on at the Jazz Museum. And I know your signature fundraiser is coming up on December 2nd from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Jazz Museum. So tell us a little bit about what you guys got planned next month.
Sure. Thank you so much. So December 2nd, we're going to have Mr. P-Funk himself, George Clinton, along with Jason and Lorette Neville. They're incredible, and they perform with us pretty regularly. They're going to be headlining, and we'll have Mahmoud Choki, who is on our record label and has been recording with some great New Orleans musicians, including John Boutte, Herlin Riley, Craig Brooks. They're all going to be performing at the gala. 12 other bands, Sun Pie and the Sunspot, George Brown, who's also on our record label, and an up-and-coming band, People Museum. And then, and also, a few more, a really wonderful band called Hibridus from Honduras. They're an incredible band, and a drumming, I think it's a quintet from Dominican Republic, and then also Ram from Haiti. They're an incredible band. So anyway, really great lineup.
And I expect that you'll have the venue will be outside as well as inside to listen to the different type of music.
Yeah, so it's you know, the entire grounds, which takes up an entire city block, and also inside in our performance center and in our education center, which will be transformed into the Improvisations Lounge. And then I should also mention that we're going to have a special thing this year with, you know, George Clinton with us. We're having an entire wing of our the building, one of our biggest galleries, turned into the Mothership Gallery. And so most people might not know that George Clinton is also a visual artist. So we're going to have some of his paintings in there, but we'll have about six other artists doing light installations and various interactive installations in that entire wing. So it's going to be a fun piece there.
Sounds great. And of course, you're going to have, I'm sure, some great restaurants and some beverages as well. So talk a little bit about that as well.
For sure, for sure. So Messina's is a big sponsor of ours and is doing the food. Those who came last year saw how wonderful it was. You know, a very big spread. For the patron party, we're going to have a special piece with Dickie Brennan, and is doing some great stuff for us, as well as Galatoire's and many others on top of what Messina's is doing for the patron party. But so anyway, great food the entire night. And the Chorus Girls will be there, the NOLA Chorus Girls. I don't know, just a jam-packed evening. Also, the Pussyfooters and the Dolly Partons will be there as well.
And the website, I believe, is at NOLAJazzMuseum.org. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah. And if NOLAJazzMuseum.org, and then if you can also do the / gala, not a good record to the page, but if you go to NOLAJazzMuseum.org, you can find the tab right there.
And then it'll tell you whether your options, whether you want to do the patron party and the gala, or just the gala. So you have all those options as well.
That's right. That's right.
How many years have you guys been doing this gala?
This will be our sixth year. It's hard to believe. But, yeah, it's been 6 years now, and it's gotten a little bit bigger each year. And I should say our theme this year, appropriately enough with George being coming, is Blast Off, a Futuristic Flashback. And so the concept is that every generation has a different look at what the future might be. And we're kind of, at the museum, we're kind of into the 60s, 70s kind of look. And so that's what we're kind of playing with. We'll have all kinds of installations, big rocket ships, and all kinds of different things.
And I know you know, the money raised for this fundraiser goes to all the programs and music and all in the exhibitions as well. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a super important thing for us because it's how we do all of our programming. The gala helps us raise monies that pay for our educational programs, our performances, and, you know, year round we have free performances Tuesday through Friday at 2:00, and also our balcony concert at 5:00 every Tuesday is free and open to the public. And this fundraising effort is how we keep things going.
And that's great. And then, like you said, you're right on that corner of Decatur and Esplanade. And there's always a lot of parking, you know, on Esplanade or, you know, in the Marigny right next door. So
you
have any advice on that? Or, I mean, you can always take an Uber as well, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, we're on the edge of the quarter, so it's not quite as hard to park. You know, it's always good to take an Uber. It makes it easier as far as parking. But there are a few lots around us. Premium has the one along the that starts at the Moonwalk and goes along the river, and then there's another one. There's two others right across the street from us, across Esplanade, right by the entrance is right by Dragon's Den. So there's plenty of parking around it.
Well, hey, it sounds good. Again, the website NOLAJazzMuseum.org, December 2nd, the Improv Gala, sixth season, 7 to 11 p.m. So everybody should support such a great cause. So, Greg, it was great seeing you last week, and I'm sure I'll see you again in the beginning of December. So thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Mitch. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Okay, so that was Greg Lambuzzi, the director of the Jazz Museum. Again, the Improv Gala, Improvisation Gala, called the Improv Gala, December 2nd, which is that first weekend in December, 7-11 p.m. at the Jazz Museum, which is right on that corner of Decatur and Esplanade. And the website, again, is nolajazzmuseum.org. So we got wrapping up the first half of the show. When we come back, we're going to have Gary Smith with The Advocate, and we're going to finish with Brett Martell from the Associated Press to talk about the Saints and the Vikings. Again, like I said, this game is the Saints are a three-point favorite. Both teams are 5-4. The Vikings are 1-3 at home. The Saints are 3-2 on the road. And you've got Carr versus Dobbs, who's just joining the Vikings a week ago, but miraculously led them on a touchdown drive to beat the Atlanta Falcons. So that was great for the Saints. And the Saints, even though they struggled in the first half against the Bears, played much better, especially defensively in the second half, won the game, and Tampa Bay and Atlanta also lost that afternoon. So it ended up being a really good day for the Saints this past Sunday as they win the football game. They have a one-game lead over Atlanta. Still have to play Atlanta twice, still have to play Tampa Bay on the road at the end of the year, and still have to play Carolina at home. But I want to thank all the great people. Of course, I was there last week. I just got back for the second half of the Saints game. I want to thank all the great people over in Pasadena at the Courtyard Marriott there and Old Town Pasadena. And, of course, Jim Gluckson, all the people at the Breeders' Cup, John as well, for great hospitality and great treatment of the media as they shuttled us to Santa Anita in Arcadia, which is a town right next door, the racetrack right near the Rose Bowl. And we got to 2 days of great horse racing. The second day was even more special with Cody's Wish, last race winning the Breeders' Cup Mile 2 years in a row. Of course, Elite Power also won the sprint the same day, 2 years in a row winning the sprint. So to me, those were the two highlights of the Breeders' Cup on Saturday. This Friday before that, there was a lot of long shots with the younger horses, the juvenile races. But it was a great, beautiful 2 days of weather there, Friday and Saturday last weekend. Seeing in beautiful Cal, and also at Santa Anita, of course, is right next to the San Gabriel Mountains. So you've got a beautiful racetrack, well manicured, and you've got a mountain right behind you, the San Gabriel Mountain. So I want to thank all the great people there. We'll talk more about that. Of course, we've got the fairgrounds opening a week from today, a week from today being next Friday. The fairgrounds opens there. They'll be open over that weekend, and then they'll come back on Thursday starting their Thanksgiving. So winter racing back, horse racing back at the fairgrounds for their 151st season, so that should be great to see as well. We're going to take a break. We're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metro meets Kettle, right off the I-10 exit. They're open every day, 9 to 9, except for Sunday. Come on down. We'll be here till 6 p.m., and we'll be back on Monday when I get back from the Saints and Vikings game in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So everybody have a great weekend, but we'll be back for a couple more guests to talk with Gary Smith with The Advocate and Brett Martell, talking Saints-Vikings Sunday afternoon in Minneapolis. We'll be back right after these messages.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Following is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured,
You need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans. Or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The State Ethics Board has charged New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell for 2 years of first-class flights, which under public pressure she paid back. The Ethics Adjudicatory Board is likely to hear the case, but LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Alford says even if Cantrell is fined, we'll have to wait and see.
Sometimes these fines can be reduced. By request, the board can cut it down. They do that quite a bit.
And the vape directory released by the Louisiana Office of Alcohol and Tobacco Control contains 397 products that are authorized to be sold in Louisiana. Juul products, nicotine pouches, and BIDI stick products are on the list. But popular disposable vapes are missing, like Elf bars. Covington Representative Paul Hollis says that's a good thing.
I'm not being facetious when I tell you they could take a bucket of chemicals from China, mix them with fragrances, and then call them Elf bars and all these things that can appeal to children.
LRN.
This is U.S. Senator John Kennedy. I am proud to support John Fleming for Louisiana State Treasurer. I'm very honored to have served as your treasurer for 17 years, so I know how important the job is, and that's why I'm supporting John Fleming. John Fleming will protect your hard-earned dollars from politicians in Baton Rouge who want to spend money we don't have on things we don't need. John Fleming, I've known him for a long time. He is full of America and full of Louisiana. He's a proven conservative leader. When it comes to your money, he'll be so tight he squeaks when he walks. And that's what you want in a state treasurer. And I hope you will join me in supporting John Fleming, Louisiana State Treasurer.
Join Senator John Kennedy in voting for John Fleming for State Treasurer. Early voting is November 3rd through 11th. Election Day is November 18th. John Fleming, Republican Treasurer.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone, talking about my good friend Bob and Parish Coffee, which started in 2018 and provides quality coffee at an affordable price. Try their medium roast, dark roast, chicory coffee, decaf coffee, and southern pecan. They are all handcrafted with a great taste to wake you up to a beautiful morning and are available at local roasters including Robert's, Rouse's, Bromart, Langenstein's, Conseco's, and Doranax. Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 12th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574.
I'm Dan Mills, CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greater New Orleans. As the voice of the residential housing industry in Southeast Louisiana for over 80 years, we're your home team when it comes to providing trusted advice and professional service. As with any organization, teamwork is the key. Our members benefit from education, advocacy, and networking, all designed to help you achieve your American dream of owning a home. For more information, to find a builder, or to become a member, visit us at hbagno.org.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656 or at asaldana01@ft.newyork.com.
All right, we're back here for the second half of the show. Let's get to my next guest with the advocate, Gary Smith. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on.
I should actually say this evening, because we have daylight savings is gone. We're back to standard time, so it's dark out here. You're live at Premier Nissan till 6 p.m. So, you know, the Saints are a 3-point favorite in this game. The Vikings are 1-3 at home. The Saints are 3-2 on the road. You would think that this favors the Saints, of course. And, you know, so what are your thoughts on this game Sunday afternoon? I mean, I think, you know, the Saints had a good week after the first half of their game last week because they played better. And, of course, Tampa Bay and Atlanta figured out a way to lose their games on the last drive of the game. So where do you see them at right now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't necessarily have a good feeling about this game for the Saints. They've had problems with quarterbacks that can run, and Joshua Dobbs is a really good runner. Yeah, on paper, you would think that it's facing a team that has a quarterback who just joined the roster last week should certainly favor the Saints. I don't know. I don't have a particularly good feeling about this game. I think it's going to be close, and can the Saints actually win three games in a row? We'll find out. They certainly were in position to do that at the beginning of the year with a 17-point lead on Green Bay and couldn't get it done. But I don't think this is a slam dunk by any means, because Joshua Dobbs played pretty well against the Falcons, and the Saints have really struggled stopping quarterbacks that can run. So that's the key. If they can handle that, advantage Saints.
Well, you know, let me just say that, you know, Ryan Leaf, who I really like as a commentator, didn't have a great career on the field, but I was listening to him this morning, and he said it was laughable the way the Falcons lost the game to Minnesota, when the guy probably didn't know all the players on the roster. He didn't probably know all the playbook, and then he comes in the game, later in the game, and brings them on a drive and wins the game. So, I mean, shame on Atlanta. That was pretty bad. It's almost like I kind of feel like I have to change my opinion that the Saints are going to win the division if Atlanta can't win that game.
Right.
But I want to bring up two stats to you, which are one's good for the Saints and one's bad, which, you know, tells you why they're up and down so much. Turnover margin +8, which is great, because the last two or three years, they have been one of the worst teams in the league at turnover differential. So, and the Vikings are -5. That's a big deal, I think. You can talk about situational football and all that, but I still think it's a big deal. But running the ball, the Saints are only averaging 104 a game, which is not great, but the Vikings are even worse at 81. If you look at those two statistics, I really think I would be surprised if the Saints don't win this football game. How do you kind of evaluate those statistics?
Yeah, again, on paper, the Saints should win the game. I'm just not confident at this point that the Saints do what logic tells you they should do. Could Derek Carr be about to have one of his bad games? Minnesota's actually, what have they won, 4 of their last 5? Obviously only one with Joshua Dobbs. And granted, I didn't see any of that game with Atlanta, so I don't know what happened. But I think it's kind of a natural tendency for people to blame the team that lost to a new quarterback. His stats were pretty good in that game, though. He actually had to make plays. And again, look, if the Saints win, I won't be surprised. But I just don't trust this team in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, they won 4 in a row. But I'm going to, you know, since we have a few more minutes, I want to move on to the Pelicans. We haven't talked much about them. They've lost 4 in a row. They got off to a good start again. And here comes the injury issues. And some of them is, you know, I don't consider that necessarily an injury, what's going on with C.J. McCollum. That's just, you know, the way it is, genetics, whatever it could be. Zion, I think, missed a game or two because his girlfriend or whoever had a baby, so he needed family time. But he had – but where does that – you know, a lot of people are asking me. It's like, here we go again. We're already having guys early in the season. Ingram missed a couple of games because he had sore knees. What do you – is it too early to tell about the Pelicans where we are?
It's absolutely too early to tell. I understand the angst, but it's too early to tell. These guys have not played with each other very much in their whole careers. Just because they've missed a few games earlier in the year, they should be together at some point this year, and we'll find out. But I think it could be half the season before we know where this team is this year. But I'm not that concerned with the blowout back-to-back losses when shorthanded a little bit. We'll see. Well, but I understand the concern with their history. But it's far too early to judge. And McCollum, when he gets healthy, he's a heck of a player, and he couldn't play well at the end of last year because of his wrist injury that made him a poor shooter. And that makes a big difference, even if they don't have a healthy Zion all the time. So too early right
yeah,
now.
And
for me to panic.
I would just say, in the Golden State game, I saw, I mean, Steph Curry played great. Golden State played well in that game, and they have been playing okay. I mean, they're not at Denver's level, I don't think. But what I saw was, again, the same issue that has plagued the Pelicans is the outside shooting, the three-point shooting. And then there were, in that game, Zion took a three. I think Vasilunas took a couple of threes. And that just stuff can't happen. So do you think that maybe Willie Green has to be more involved in terms of getting them to take the best shots or the rotation? Or I mean, that's really what a coach is about, rotation, right?
Yeah, it's just that's the NBA now. Everybody's taking three-point shots, even guys that shouldn't be taking them. They haven't taken a ton. I think also it's hard not to get into Golden State's game when they're playing well because the shots are raining and you want to get back at them right away. If that becomes a trend, absolutely. If Valanciunas is taking more than one three-point shot in a game, that's a bad sign for the Pelicans down the road for sure.
Yeah, that sounds like desperation. So we'll see how it goes. So you say let's wait and see how the kind of plays out. The bench is going to have to be important, especially because not only because they're the bench, but because of injury issues as well, you know, which happens during the 82-game season. But at this point, Denver looks like they're going to be tough to beat, right?
I think Denver, last year at this time, I would have been telling you no way could Denver win a championship. But we found out they could, and they look really, really good. And we know how good they can be in the playoffs. So, yeah, I think they're absolutely the team to beat.
I got Denver versus in this, and I'm going to say this, which I wouldn't have said last year, but Philadelphia did two very good things this year. Mm-hmm. They got rid of Harden and they got rid of their coach. Yeah. And I think Philly now has a chance to win the East. That's
exactly.
My opinion.
Because those two ingredients gave them no shot, and I mean that, no shot. That coach, Harden, as one of your key players, you're not making the NBA Finals anymore. So you're right. They put themselves in position to have to make a real run this year.
And I agree with it. And I think Boston is. I put Philly ahead of Boston because I don't like Boston's coach unless he's gotten he's gotten a lot smarter, which I don't know about. But hey, Gary, I really appreciate your time. And do you feel good? My last question, I'll let you go. Regardless of how the game turns out, do you feel good about the Saints in the second half of the season based upon their schedule, the conference, the division as well?
No doubt. Before, I had said I didn't trust Desmond Ridder, but I like the rest of the Atlanta roster. I think Desmond Ridder was even worse than I thought he would be. He's been benched. The Saints, to me, are the class of the division, which is more about the other teams than them. But I think the Saints, win or lose Sunday, are the clear favorite now to win the division.
We'll see how it goes. Hey, Gary, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, thank you. Anyway, that was good stuff by Gary. So if I just say this about the Pelicans, I know it's early in the season. You play 82 games, but what I saw in the Golden State game had me concerned a little bit about, you know, it just made me think again that the Pelicans are one of those teams that can make the playoffs, but I don't see them like in the top four. And they can make it. But you don't want to be in the play-in 7 through 10 because you saw what happened last year. And they didn't get out of the play-in tournament. So that would be my concern. But what I'm seeing so far, and I know they've had some guys miss games, but, you know, you had Ingram missing a couple of games for Sorney's very early in the season, only playing two games, which concerns me a little bit. I'm concerned about CJ McCollum. Hopefully he's going to be okay, and that will be all resolved because I think he's the most, he's a very important part of the team. I think Ingram is the best player, but McCollum is really the most consistent guy on the team with his outside shooting, and there's nobody who gives better effort than CJ McCollum. And then, you know, Zion, again, he's the most explosive guy on the team, but when he's out on the court, and we'll see how he does with that as well. But they were the underdog against Houston, undermanned again because McCollum's out. I think Zion is a player to be determined at tip-off kind of situation. So we'll see how that goes. But there is a long way to go in the season. You play 82 games, so there's a lot of games left to be played. It just looks to me like Denver is clearly the class of the Western Conference. And it's not easy to repeat, but I think right now I'd put him as a favorite. And then on the other side, I think you got to lean a little to Philly over Boston, because I think Philly's got the better coaching. And they might have, I think they have as good a basketball team, and I don't like the Celtics coach as well. So I think that Philly right now, I got to think of another team in the East that could challenge. I like Orlando, I like Atlanta, sleepers, but we'll see how that goes. Anyway, we're live here at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard. We'll be here to the top of the hour talking Saints football. They're open every day, Monday through Saturday, except Sunday, 9 to 9 p.m. So they'll be here all the way to 9 p.m. if you want to come in down and buy a car. I know it's raining a little bit out there, but light rain, no big deal. And they got this beautiful new Cardinal red truck here that you got to take a look at as well. So we're going to take a break here at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, talking Saints football. And we'll be back to wrap up the show live here with Brett Martell from the AP right after these messages.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating. The real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs. Say no to bugs. Tell your DA. Pick up the phone. We're on the way. DA Exterminating.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company. 800-650-PEST.
DA.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because "here for good" means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster,
he's a man of integrity.
Jeff Foster,
who wants to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
As a financial planner for New York Life, Amanda Saldana helps her clients with a variety of products to meet their insurance and financial needs, including college funding, retirement, managing costs, and lifetime income strategies. Please feel free to contact Amanda to fully realize your financial potential. They have two locations in the Entergy Building in New Orleans on Loyola and on the North Shore in Mandeville. Amanda can be reached at 985-662-2656 or at asaldana01@ft.newyorklife.com.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
All right, we're back here for the final segment of the show, and I want to thank all the great people at Premier Nissan. Of course, you've got Craig Collins and, of course, Donald. And we had Julie LaCourte talking about Celebration of the Oaks, the great event at City Park, Celebration of the Oaks website, starting next week with the preview party, and then all Thanksgiving all the way on to New Year's. And then we got Greg Lambuzzi with the Jazz Museum, NOLAJazzMuseum.org, talking about the Improv Gala December 2nd. And then we had Gary Smith with The Advocate. We're going to finish the show with Brett Martell from the Associated Press. So, Brett, thanks for joining me this afternoon.
Yeah, good to be with you during happy hour on Friday.
Yeah, that's right. I'm about ready to roll and go to some event tonight. We got a little bit of rain in the area, but we probably need that. But anyway, so I'll be headed to Minnesota, so I'm looking forward to that, seeing the new stadium there. And, you know, both teams are 5-4. You know, the Vikings have won 4 in a row. They got this new quarterback who miraculously beat the Atlanta Falcons on a last minute or so drive, even though he just joined the team a week before. And so, you know, we got a lot of angles to this game. So what do you think are the big storylines for this game Sunday afternoon?
Well, yeah, you know, it's interesting. The Vikings are part of the reason that the Saints are in first place going into this weekend, right? Because they basically came back and beat Atlanta in a dramatic fashion. It was the story of the league, really, how they won that game. But, you know, the way they won with the quarterback, you know, making a lot of plays, kind of ad-libbing, not really knowing what's going on, Atlanta not knowing what to expect from him, I don't know how sustainable that is over time. You know, it looks to me like a lightning in the bottle situation, but we'll see. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's been in the league for a while. He knows what he's doing. But, you know, they don't have Justin Jefferson. They don't have Kirk Cousins. They've held it together, and they've won a few games in a row, and the Saints, of course, have won 2 in a row. So one storyline is that, you know, is both teams believe they have momentum, but it's hard to know how sustainable it's going to be for Minnesota, although, you know, they do have a good defense, and I think that's part of why they're still winning. With the Saints, you know, that you're hoping that the if you're a Saints fan, you're hoping that the offense is finally hitting its stride in the Derek Carr era, which is only 9 games old, and he has had a string of. You know,
I think we
in the red zone, but they've been better.
Okay. I want to throw out 2 stats to you because it makes me wonder about how Minnesota's winning football games. It might be a reflection on their opponents. And I will add, Joshua Dobbs did have a 4th-and-7 play on that last drive, which you figured Atlanta was going to win the game. And then he ran for like 10, 15 yards, and then they finished the drive with a touchdown. But Saints +8 turnover margin, which is something really that they've improved on dramatically, because the last 2 or 3 years they were on the negative side of that. The Vikings are -5 in turnover margin. Now, I know you can say it's situational, depends what time of the game, where the ball is on the field, that stuff, but I think it's a very telling statistic. And even though the Saints are only averaging 104 yards rushing, which I don't like, I think they should be between 125 and 150, the Vikings are 81 yards per game. So it's amazing to me that the Vikings have won 4 in a row. So on paper, Brett, I would argue the Saints clearly look like they should be a 3-point favorite, and the Vikings are 1-3 at home. So, you know, I know that, you know, you got to play the game on the field. So I want to get your opinion on that.
Yeah, I agree with you on paper. I mean, the thing is, you know, I mean, things can change from week to week. You know, each game is kind of it's almost like its own deal. But, you know, you look at the stats over time, and yes, the Saints being you know, leading the league with being tied for the league with 18 total turnover takeaways, leading the league with 12 interceptions, and being, I believe, 2nd in the league in turnover differential at +8, like you said, that's a big deal over time. That usually leads to some winning. And certainly, you know, look, maybe they didn't play their best last week. You know, and people will say, you know, they had a plus five turnover differential against the lousy Chicago Bears in the Superdome and only won, you know, by not that much. And I would say, well, I mean, but they won, and part of the reason they won is because they're making important plays at important times. So, you know, they're 5-4. It's better than the alternative. They're in first place by themselves, less than half the season ago. And if their offense is indeed hitting its stride, I mean, the defense has been good all year. If the offense is indeed improving over time as, you know, some new personnel adjust to one another, then they should control the division all the way, you know, to the postseason. And then, you know, whether they're a Super Bowl contender is a whole different discussion, but it's looking very, you know, positive right now in terms of their ability to be playing meaningful games all the way to the end of the regular season.
Well, and it looks to me like the Saints are, it's their division to lose at this point. I thought I gave Atlanta a slight edge, and what I've seen lately from Atlanta makes me think the Saints are the better team, and it's their division to lose. But you make a good point. Maybe the +8's a little misleading because they did have a 5-0 turnover differential versus Chicago. But a couple of those interceptions were pretty good pretty impressive interceptions. And then, of course, they got a fumble, I think, on a sack as well. So the defense played well in the second half of the game. But we always said before the season that one of the best things we thought about feeling confident or comfortable about the Saints making the playoffs was their schedule. And as bad as the Saints played most of the game against Chicago, they were playing the Chicago Bears. And so you still have to say and be honest and say, I don't really know if this is a Super Bowl team, but they've got a schedule that gives them a great chance to host a first-round playoff game, which I would love to see them play Dallas. After the Philly, hey, Brett, after the Philadelphia-Dallas game the other night, I was thinking Saints-Cowboys first-round NFC playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know, that'd be interesting. But look, you've seen in the NFL, like, for example, when the Patriots went, you know, 18-0 and then lost to the Giants in the Super Bowl, if you're healthy and hot at the right time, if you get to the postseason and your teams evolve over the course of a season, you know, coaches figure out what everybody's good at, guys figure out how to play together. Sometimes it goes in the right direction, sometimes it goes in the wrong direction. But if your team is peaking and is relatively healthy going into the playoffs, anything can happen. And that's what the Saints have to be hoping for at this point. And they're in a good position to kind of control that. It's a possibility, you know. It's not that much of a long shot. So they've got a ways to go. And the thing is, though, working in their favor, too, is I think six out of their last eight games are against teams that currently do not have a winning record, you know. So you're talking about their favorable schedule. It remains favorable. I mean, one of the two teams that has a winning record that they're playing are the Vikings. This right that are 5-4 like them this week. The only other really formidable team you can look at is Detroit.
Yeah.
Right.
True. Yeah, that's a good point. And I don't want to, you know, speak like a hyperbole or something like that, but and exaggerate the Saints' chances. But except for the Philadelphia Eagles, really, there's not a lot of other teams in the NFC that really scare you. Detroit's had some moments where they haven't looked that great. Dallas, the same way, lost to Arizona. Detroit got blown out by Baltimore. San Francisco's lost three in a row. So it ain't a really thick NFC. Philly just looks like the class of the NFC. So we'll see how that goes. But again, it comes down, really, you have to agree, it comes down to the divisional game. Two games against Atlanta, one Carolina, one Tampa. And the way it's looking now, I like the Saints' chances just about every one of those four games.
Yeah, you'd think so. You know, at Tampa could be tough, depending on how they're playing. At Atlanta could be tough on the weekend. What is that, after Thanksgiving? Could be difficult.
Right,
I mean, you know, just because it's a divisional game, but you do, like you said, if you're just talking about the chances, I mean, you got to be thinking, like, better than a coin flip chance in all those games.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Brett, I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. Good stuff. And hope you have a great weekend, and hopefully we'll talk real soon. Thanks again for joining me tonight.
Yeah, take care. Great show, Mitch. Good to be on with you.
Thank you, man. Hey, that was Brett Martell. So I want to wrap up the show and thank all our great guests. Of course, Julie LaCour, again, director of Special Events City Park, Celebration of the Oaks, the website Celebration of the Oaks, and you can purchase your option, whatever ticket you want, or you want to do the preview party next weekend, you want to do the driving or the walking tour. Greg Lambuzzi with the Jazz Museum, NOLAJazzMuseum.org, the Improv Gala, December 2nd. Gary Smith with The Advocate, Brett Martell with Associated Press. I want to thank Ronald back in the studio. I want to thank all the great people here at Premier Nissan, Craig Collins and Donald. And again, they're open every day but Sunday, 9 to 9. And they'll have some great cars for you to buy, trucks as well. So we want to wish everybody have a great weekend, have a safe weekend. Let's hope the Saints can pull off the victory against the Vikings. I'll be back Monday to talk Saints-Vikings recap. Have a great weekend.
Pay that other pest control company there, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call